proclamation number 5808 dated the November 19th, 1953. Duty of distribution. Warning of unfamiliar knowledge. Nothing shall prevent you from supporting the truth you receive from me myself. And that which was not given to you by me myself should not become the subject of your conversations. You cannot convincingly advocate what I have not given you, and only convinced speeches are successful and can result in blessings. The knowledge is inexhaustible, yet for your earthly life you may only receive information you can make the most of. And this is the knowledge I convey to you, always in line with your thoughts and your soul's maturity. I merely want you to live a right and appropriate way of life. Hence I inform you of your task on earth and explain the reasons for this task in life. But you should know that you are bound creatures which, however, can release themselves from their bondage of their own free will. So in order that you strive for and accomplish this release, I provide you with guidelines for your way of life. Your sense of responsibility needs to be aroused so that it will subsequently determine your thoughts and actions. And, to this end, I truly provide you with comprehensive explanations. Yet it will only ever be partial knowledge compared to the absolute realization possessed by the matured soul of a light being in the kingdom of the beyond. Nevertheless, the information I give you encompasses all areas worth knowing, so that you are, in a manner of speaking, completely informed, and always able to offer an explanation if you are approached for one by other people. Even so, it would be unwise of you to indiscriminately impart everything you received from me to fellow human beings who are not mature enough as yet and therefore won't understand it. You can only ever distribute what is needed by another person, but this in absolute truth, because you offered your service to me, and service to me only ever consists of distributing the truth, because any error has far-reaching consequences. The knowledge I impart to you first enlightens yourselves, so that you will indeed be able to distinguish whether the other person lives in truth or in error. So if you discover misconceptions, you should oppose them with the truth because you are entitled to do so, because you are instructed by me myself and you can truly only receive truth from me. Receiving the truth commits you to passing it on. This is to be said time after time. Therefore, you can confidently pass on anything you understand. But do not speak about spiritual knowledge you do not understand as yet, nor allow fellow human beings to instruct you about something I myself withheld from you. Hold on to my word at all times and keep your ears closed to external teachings. For if I have not informed you of these, I do not consider this knowledge to be of benefit for you. I will answer your every question, especially if the knowledge is useful to work for me again. But under no circumstances should you endorse your own thoughts as truth as long as they are not confirmed through my spirit. And this is the case if you allow fellow human beings to influence you into accepting and advocating their mental knowledge. I place the feeling for truth and error into my light bearer's heart and they should always pay attention to their feelings. They should always earnestly desire the truth and only endeavor to serve the truth, then they will also serve me and their thoughts will remain free from error. They will be suitable servants for me and work successfully for me and my kingdom. Amen.